1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
What are you doing?
Oh, just playing around here, man. I wonder if they can hear us. Oh, yeah, they can too. Right on. Yeah, put on some other tunes here. This here is what you call open VoIP. And we're actually on like another radio station. But we'll put on some tunes here. What do you think of this? What do you think of these tracks here?
Pick up your squish in that way. Take the blue one.
The blue squishmallow egg?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Right where mine was. But it's still mine. So I picked it up.
I don't see it around here. What happened to the actual blue squishmallow egg? With my dude?
open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Well, I'll probably just keep it in my inventory, wouldn't you say? With a squishmallow?
Oh, if you eat, it's becoming a squishmallow.
Cool. Nom, 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 nom. Which squishmallow do I get?
You got Cameron.
Cameron. He's like the cat guy, right? Cool. So I just keep him in my inventory then? Or could he fight for me? That'd be cool.
He fights for you.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
You still have the egg.
But didn't Cameron come out of the egg? Or is the egg still there?
You still have the egg. And okay. Cameron's still there.
Is it like his home, that egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
When you tap on the squishmallow, it will say, put squishmallow back in the form, and it will say, and the button will say yes or no.
Okay, what would you do?
If it wouldn't like me anymore, I would do that.
Okay.
Or if it, I would say no.
Oh.
No, if you throw it at us, you come back in his home, or if you put it in him only, or we say, oh, it's the SP question.
Kind of like Pokemon, or in other words. I think Pokemon's kind of like that, too.
Mine.
Who's your squishmallow?
Ow, okay. I got a fire shield on me.
A fire shield?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I still have my egg.
So, like, what if someone used a water attack or something on you? Could we put you out with a water gun?
Fire would get stronger and it would shoot fireballs to enemy and kill them.
Oh. What if I use water on you with your fire shield? What would happen then?
It would kill my fire shield.
Oh. So any kind of water creature could, like, take out your shield lickety-split.
Now I could try piranha.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think you could use a lightning bolt on a giant piranha.
Oh,
and he'd be like,
oh, use my egg again. Oh, for my egg at the piranha.
Do that too.
You know what happens when I throw my egg at the piranha?
Oh, then what if the piranha eats your squishmallow?
You know what happens if I throw my egg at the piranha at me?
Sure, tell me about it.
The squishmallow comes out and
take some down.
That would be really cool. I haven't come across anyone in Concord, New Hampshire. If I did, I'd love to meet up with them.
For now, Pat McNamee King is satisfied just surfing around on SDF. Rob Fleischman told me that this type of computing will never totally fade away. There will always be users that are willing to trade the bells and whistles of a website for the hard elegance of code. But because SDF requires some serious computer know-how, it will likely stay limited to the internet's basement. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.